This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. The generator makerspace has to move out of Burlington's Memorial Auditorium by the end of the year so that repairs can be made to the building. The nonprofit workshop has reached a tentative agreement to move into a warehouse leased by Champlain College in Burlington's South End. As John Kalish reports, the area is now home to several small businesses incubated at the makerspace.
If all goes well, Generator will move into an 8,000-square-foot space that'll increase its footprint by nearly a third. The studios for makers will be larger, and there will be more of them. The new home, it turns out, is across a parking lot from Champlain College's Maker Lab. Generator needs to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars by September to build out the new space, says Executive Director Lars Hasselblad Torres.
We've got our work cut out for us. It is a fair amount of money to raise, but I think we're going to hit it. We've got a lot of results to show.
Results like the launching of several small businesses.
People of the world, people of Earth, we bring you Pinbox 3000.
The Pinbox 3000 is a cardboard pinball machine created by two guys from Montpelier who were makers in residence at Generator. The business took off after a successful Kickstarter campaign and is now manufacturing cardboard pinball machines in Philadelphia and Finland. It just moved its headquarters to Alternator, a new workspace on Pine Street shared by four small businesses that met at Generator.
The Generator and all of the things that Generator is involved in and the maker culture in the area has definitely pushed us to where we are right now.
That's Matt Flego, a co-founder of Alternator, with his partner Eric Cooper. Flego and Cooper are designers and fabricators who recently signed a deal to make 700 high-end bar stools for Room and Board, a Minneapolis-based furniture chain.
We're stacked up. We actually can't take any more work right now.
Flego and Cooper built a small portable cocktail bar for another business that left Generator and is now based on Pine Street. Allison the Magician makes edible aromatics that bartenders spritz into cocktails. The company's founder, Aaron Wisniewski, says he's hired a few part-time employees and a full-time publicist since leaving Generator last summer. He says the makerspace was instrumental in getting his business off the ground.
When I got into Generator, the only thing that I needed was space. The first thing I noticed that was really important was the business networking. The people that I met there who either gave me advice or resources or introduce me to other people, that was the most important thing.
The makerspace also has a group of volunteer lawyers that advise members on issues of intellectual property.
The biggest advantage that we offer is we allow folks with business ideas, artistic ideas, a place to make that idea a physical reality.
Michael Metz is chairman of Generator's board.
When we started this thing, we were not sure whether this would be an artist-driven makerspace, an entrepreneurial kind of space. I'd say half of our members now are entrepreneurs starting a business or in the early stage of making their businesses work.
Among the other entrepreneurs to emerge from Generator are Rob Rock, a Burlington farmer who makes machines that use flames to weed a field, the drone company AirShark, and Eric Roy, a leather mask maker who now runs a maker space at St. Michael's College. Roy is one of several small business owners who still maintain memberships at Generator. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.